Thanks for joining us for this episode. And before we get started, I want to let you know that if you want to learn more about any guests that we feature on our episodes, you're going to want to check out the show notes to connect with them. And if you want to connect with me and learn more about what we do, head over to mustincrease.com. You'll find all the different ways that you can connect with us and the services that we offer for churches, businesses, and what we do for families and more. Of course, you are going to want to make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Well, I'm very grateful that you've joined us for this episode. My name is Luke Clayton, and welcome to the Must Increase Podcast. I have sung the praises of Top Gun publicly here on this podcast many times, and it has ruined the movie experience for me because there is nothing. I haven't been able to go to as many. Once my daughter started school, I used to always hit these movie matinee things, and now I can't do that as much. Right. So I haven't been able to go as much either since she's been in school. But I'm still able to make it out probably on average once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. And I've seen all the big ones, mm-hmm. if you will, to come out. Well, I guess like Avatar. I'm trying to think. Ant-Man. Anything Marvel I've seen. Trash, by the way.
Yeah.
Just we could go there if we wanted to.
Right.
But no, man. Ever since Top Gun, there has been nothing to come close to that experience of just a theatrical experience, but just a freaking amazing movie.
Okay, let me say this because I actually did watch two movies that I've been wanting to watch for a while. Actually, I finally watched the Jumanji in the second one.
Okay.
So I, of course, it was on Amazon Prime. But I was like, I've seen all this a lot. Like the hype and whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, I really liked it for, like, the nostalgia factor because, I used to play those, not that game, but, like, when you had a Nintendo and the PS1,
And there's, like, the old Robin Williams movie.
Yeah, there's, like,
and,
the adventure part. Like, this is really cool, So, like, I watched those, the one and two, like the next level or whatever. But it was like,
meh.
It was okay. Yeah. You were expecting like this awesome adventure, but it's like, it really wasn't that good. I mean, for me to see it, all over, I was like, this is it? This is the end? It's like, okay. And I think it's made for like, I think you could like take your kids to see it. It's pretty clean for the most part.
Yeah.
It's funny, but it's kind of like, I was really disappointed. Those are probably the newest movies that I've seen.
Oh, wow. But that's the thing. I will just interject. Like, that's the thing about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's a cool dude. Like, seems like smart business guy. Like, obviously, he's done a lot. Like, very great physical shape. But all of his movies are kind of the same. And, like, he plays basically the same character. He's just playing The Rock in every movie.
Yeah. Like, that's true.
I did see back in the fall Black Adam, the new one from DC. It's like in the Shazam universe.
Oh, okay.
And so Black Adam he's in the comics, he's the villain of like Shazam's arch nemesis, I guess.
Yeah.
But they made him into this, and I don't really know how I feel about this genre of, they call it the anti-hero genre.
Okay.
It's where they're taking villains and they're like, they're kind of giving their origin story, but they're showing how they can also be good guys. So an example would be Venom. Did you see either of the Venom movies with Tom Hardy?
Did we watch that together?
No, we watched Morbius, which was another. That was around this time last year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That was garbage.
Yeah, okay, so I guess I haven't seen the
but Venoms. So there's this anti-hero genre out there where, like, Venom is, again, he's like one of the arch nemesis of Spider-Man.
Yes, of course.
And since Sony still owns all the Spider-Man properties, they have to play with other than Spider-Man character himself is the villains. And so, they're making it. So that's what Black Adam was. But again, just the character of Black Adam was, this is The Rock if he tried to be a superhero. Like, he's just not very.
I don't think I.
And there's actors like that. Like, it's like you just always play. And every person has their personality they bring to it. And it's like, you can. But he's just not super diverse.
Kind of like Liam Neeson has, like, hey, you have a family to save.
Yeah.
That's the only role you have.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in his case, he's always in, like, the exact same kind of movie.
That's,
you know,
funny.
But what was it? So, yeah, I saw, we're talking about Black Adam, and you said you saw, oh, yeah, the Jumanji
yeah.
ones. Those are okay. I mean, I like you said, they're not... They're nothing fantastic. They're kind of just like, oh, this is... I do think they're funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, like, you get Jack Black together,
yeah.
you know. I mean, no, who's the short guy? What's his face?
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Kevin
yeah.
Hart,
yeah.
I mean, they're awesome. I mean, they really
yeah.
are. But it was... I don't know. Maybe I was expecting more just epicness or something, or...
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
I like the premise. I
right.
mean, of course, it's Jumanji. You know, they're taking the
yeah.
board game. Again, the Robin Williams movie of the 90s, and they're
right,
kind of making it a
right.
video game concept.
I don't know why, but, like, this is just maybe how horrible the movie was for me, but I thought one of the most funny people was the "Welcome to Jumanji." I was just like, this guy's hilarious.
Welcome to... Yeah, yeah, because he's just, like, playing that little,
yeah,
like...
Yeah. I don't... And this is... Okay. You know this is true too. When you start, like, when you're watching a movie, watching a scene, when you start going, oh, I know how they made that scene, you know you're starting to get bored.
Yeah.
Like, there was
yeah.
plenty of scenes where it's like, okay, he's just standing on a pile of sand with a green screen behind
yeah. oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, that kind of stuff is like, and once again, I'm tearing it apart, but I was expecting so much more out of it.
Yeah.
And I just was really disappointed. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
trying to, I was actually about to look up movies that, because I feel like there's something else that me and my wife saw, but I can't.
Well, I will say the
movies
most
released,
the last movies I've most recent movies I've seen in the theater, I did see John Wick 4.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I typically try to avoid the R-rated movies on the podcast as far as the endorsement of it. And you know what though?
Sure.
I'm actually for not even the rating aside, I'm not giving an endorsement because it was not good. It was
really?
It's very have you seen the first three?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean it's just really disappointing. Like it just doesn't, I'm not gonna spoil it for you, but it does not fulfill the setup of the third one. Like it does,
okay.
It's like for the first 30 minutes, they're like,
huh.
Oh yeah, let's do that. And then they're like, no, never mind. Let's do something different.
Okay.
And here's my thing about it. It is just entirely too long. It's ridiculous.
Oh.
I mean, it's like, it's almost 3 hours long.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're getting into like, Marvel world.
Oh, yeah. Let's just stop right there and
okay.
chase that rabbit. That has become my single biggest problem with movies nowadays.
Length of movies?
Is how they're, like...
You know, I still have never watched the new Batman.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I always think of that one when
yeah.
you think of...
Well, here's what happened. So, Marvel... Of course, the movie, it's kind of like the runtimes, I guess, really, if you think about it, Avatar, kind of the original Avatar, kind of set the precedent of like, hey, we can do these really long movies. And they're not the first
yeah.
one to do it. Like, there have been long movies. But I feel like it started to come back with Marvel. They started to creep up the runtime of movies. And then by the time you hit Infinity War, and if you watch Infinity War and Endgame back to back, you're almost 6 hours.
Oh, doesn't feel like it, though.
No.
To me.
But see, and that's my thing is, okay, if you're going to spend 15 years or however long it was and
right.
20 plus movies building this universe.
Yeah.
The fans deserve a satisfying ending and Infinity War and Endgame is
man.
A very satisfying
oh, yeah.
conclusion to that phases,
yeah.
those phases of Marvel.
Let me interject real quick.
Yep.
I remember we talked about this before, the scene in Infinity War when Thanos is sitting in his little garden or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like, is this like this?
Oh man. Yeah.
What? Anyway,
we did a full episodes
yeah.
on all the Marvel stuff. Yeah. The fact that they make Thanos from a story writing perspective in Infinity War, Thanos is the protagonist. Like he is the good guy. Like
yeah.
that's they make him the main character.
Right.
And he gets what he's after.
I'm looking through 2022. Okay, of movies released that I saw in theaters. I saw Uncharted.
Hmm.
I saw that.
Did we see that one at the same? I don't remember.
I think me and my wife saw that together.
Okay, yeah, I remember watching that.
And then,
that one.
Of course, Jurassic World, the new one.
That was a letdown.
That was actually a letdown.
That was a letdown in a big way.
I think that come out in, we saw that in like June, July, something like that, right before our baby was born.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought there was one more in here that I saw. Lost City. with. Oh, yeah. We saw that in theaters. I'm a chick flicks, apparently.
My thing about Lost City was Sandra Bullock looking all right for her age, but she's a lot older than Channing Tatum.
Yeah, that wasn't an interesting pairing. No, that was not a great pairing there. Yeah, wow.
Going back to my thing about the length of movies,
yep.
that has become just my biggest beef with most of the blockbusters and coming out now is because here's the thing. If you can make a movie that's, which I guess if I really nitpick, I could make an argument that Avengers Endgame, the first hour of Avengers Endgame, could have been trimmed down a little bit. I could make that argument.
Sure.
But here, talk about Batman. Okay, so the latest Batman is, that movie is 2 hours and 50 minutes, I think, was the runtime. So not quite three. So now you compare that to the Nolan trilogy and Dark Knight. Dark Knight was probably it's his best. It's probably it's arguably his best work.
Sure.
In general, but definitely the best of the three.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that it does have a pretty long runtime. I think it's over 2.5 hours, but there is no wasted runtime.
Right.
Like there's no, I love good cinematography.
Yep.
But there's no cinematography for the sake of cinematography in terms of like, here's a cool shot and we're just gonna drag it. That's what happened in the new Batman.
I'm thinking of someone that we know personally that does a lot of this.
Yes.
And it's like, it's not propelling the story forward. It's just filler that's making your film a lot longer than it needs to be.
Exactly. And so that was my thing about the Batman movie was there were these shots.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you should have cut 20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
It's just these long, I'm thinking there's a shot, it's been long enough, I don't care about spoiling, it's not really a spoiler. There's a shot towards the end of the movie where, I can't even remember why, mm-hmm. but Batman and Catwoman meet up at like this cemetery. I don't even remember anybody significant who died. I don't remember why they were there. But as they're leaving, they're both on their little motorcycles.
Okay.
And it's just this shot of them riding side by side on this kind of windy road through a cemetery. And it's still them going on this windy road on the cemetery. And then they split ways and go their separate paths. And like that's the point. It's like they're going there. But it's cut.
Really?
Like, cut.
Interesting.
This is way too long. So that's become my thing about movies is like John Wick.
Yeah.
I mean, the series is known for crazy action. Okay.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
But even so, like at some point, you've got to end the scene.
Right.
Like
okay, I have seen a couple of the, you know, I've not seen four in movies or in the theater, but I've seen some of the clips, you know, whatever. Okay, I swear there's this one sequence. I'm 95% sure it's in the fourth one. It's like, okay, at this point he's pulled 200 shells out of his pocket.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like, okay, dude, like this needs to go away.
Yeah.
Like there's no, and it's not like because there is a scene, if I think, where he kind of like they go back into like that vault or whatever, and they kind of get more stuff.
Oh, yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's in the third one. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the third
one.
Okay, that's the third one. But anyway, it's the same thing. It's kind of like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
You're a machine that's just, okay, it's over. I don't know.
Well,
I get your point. I do.
As a thing, it just went on and on. These fight scenes went on and on. And it bothers me that they're not playing by this, like, rules. Like here's when you build they call it world building. You know,
yes.
you're building a universe of movies. You get to make rules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and those rules can be very, very like unrealistic. That's okay.
Right.
But like Star Wars. Okay, these are space wizards who can move things with their mind. Okay,
right.
Now that's unrealistic, but
right.
It's a rule set by the writers and by those who are building this world, this universe, this galaxy, whatever. Everybody has to follow them.
Right.
They're and so when in John Wick's case, the rules are that these assassins can, John Wick being one of them, can handle crazy amounts of like physical pain
mm-hmm.
and like all this crazy stuff can happen and they're going to get up and walk away. completely unrealistic, but
right.
rules. In John Wick 4, we really start to see them break their own rules in that John Wick gets hit by a car like 15 times, just keeps walking away. Other bad guys get hit by a car and they die immediately.
Right.
You got to play by the same rules.
That's a good point.
So, but like I said, the runtime thing, just getting on that soapbox because that's what I'm on right now.
Yeah.
It's just, what's the guy's, the film rat guy, Ryan Connolly, right? We've watched some of his stuff before.
YouTube. Oh, yeah.
He has an interesting, his stuff is really good if you're into, kind of tips and tricks on filmmaking. But I used to watch his stuff a lot more. But he did a video on how to do a good fight scene.
Uh-huh.
And the point that he makes is that, you know, he breaks it all down. He's like, your fight scene is, if you watch any fight scene from like a Marvel movie or whatever, he's like, they're actually not that long.
No.
They're short. Because your mind can only handle so much of it.
Right.
Because at some point, you're going to start to kind of like feel the pain. And that's how you feel in John Wick. You start to wince a lot. But then also beyond that, you're going to start to impede on the viewer's sense of reality.
Right.
And it's going to start to catch up to you. You're like, okay. Yep.
Two things I got. First of all, I think one of the best fight scenes in Marvel film is right before he finds out that Bucky's still alive. Like when he jumps off the bridge and they kind of meet, his mask flips off. Like,
oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about Winter Soldier, right?
Yes.
Oh, Winter Soldier's great.
That's a very good fight scene with a whole knife and the shit. That's very intense for like 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then that's it.
Yep.
So I think that's really good. Also, one thing that John Wick did, I think in the second one, maybe the third one, that's the first time I've seen there's three separate fights going on, but they keep cutting back to each other.
That was cool. Yep.
I don't know what they call that, but I was like, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like, and there are three separate fights that each John Wick being involved with.
Oh, yes. But
it's this non-lateral.
One happens, he survives, it goes on to the next one, but it keeps cutting back to cutting back. I actually thought that was
and
really
like
cool.
And like each, they keep cutting and like basically showing the same beats from each fight. That was cool.
Awesome.
But all that to say, John Wick's way too long, and the story is just not what you expect. It's not that great.
Okay, so remind me, because I obviously haven't seen 4 all the way through. Is it over? Have they said?
Okay, so, I mean, again, you've had time to see it. Like, I mean, it's rather if you want me to spoil it for you or not, or if you care. Like, I can give you the non-spoiler version or the spoiler version. I mean, you just take your pick.
Does he die?
They make you think that he does.
Oh.
I don't think he's dead.
Oh, okay.
And that's what everybody's saying. They're like,
kind of like what they did in the Bourne series back in the day.
I didn't mean to go deep into
it. By the way, I'm going to go on the record and say the Jason Bourne series is not very good.
Okay, so that's
interesting. Back in the day, like the early 2000s, like that's what everybody thought the Bourne series was fantastic. I'm getting off. Listen though, this is all the Jason Bourne series is. It's the same music, dun, 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 or whatever.
Yep,
they're just looking for this guy.
Yeah.
Every single movie. Nothing changes in the entire thing. There is no further, like, you know, obviously he figures out who he is eventually.
Yeah, sure.
But it's like, okay, people are just looking for me, and it's just fast cuts, the same train station getaway scene. It's like, I don't know why, but every time I'm like, this isn't very good. Good fight scenes maybe, but other than
that. Good action. I guess the argument that it's the same exact story told 3 times is definitely there.
Yeah.
You know, there's just like the car chase scenes are super cool, but every one of them has car chase. Right. I do what you're saying. But the title of this episode, Assassin Movies.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, I was just saying with, like I said, John Wick, it's just, like I said, yes, they claim that he's dead at the end, and you're like, okay, but is he really?
Yeah.
And because they make this big deal, they really make this big deal about the movie. One of the lines they keep coming up with is like, oh, he just won't die, you know? And so it's like, is he really dead? And like I said, the setup of 3, they never fulfilled. The setup of 3.
I need to go back and watch them.
The setup of
3
is that, you know, they've got the high table, you know, the big.
Oh, yeah.
The kind of like the mafia bosses or whatever.
Right.
That's his big thing this is the high table. They're the council that leads all these assassins.
Yeah.
And John Wick's going to take them down. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do that. Again, he gets about 30 minutes in, and he's just like, you know what? I want to do something different. And that's literally... So, you know, the fact that they didn't fulfill that element of the storyline makes me think, okay, like, you're going to come back to this, and he's not really dead. So, anyways, John Wick, not John Wick 4, not my favorite. Not going to recommend it, you know. Before that, I saw, this was actually great kids movie, Super Mario, the Super Mario movie.
Yeah, you told me about that.
It's, you know, it's not, you know, the greatest kids movie of all time.
Right.
But
that's going to be in theaters for a while, right?
Yeah, it's doing really, it's crossed $1 billion at this point. Really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's doing really well.
And
I took my daughter to see it.
Remind me, who plays in this?
Chris Pratt is Mario.
Okay.
And then Jack Black is Bowser.
Okay, I can see that doing well.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if it was just me, but maybe just because I was kind of reminded when I watched the Jumanjis, but I feel like Jack Black kind of disappeared for a long time. Like, I thought he was kind of big. I mean, he was and still is, but it was just kind of like, I didn't really know what he was doing. And then, of course, he come on to Jumanji, and that was, you know.
I think he does a lot of, he does
a lot of voices.
Yeah, he does a lot of voices. Yeah. He doesn't do, I don't know if he does, like, stand-up, but he performs. Like, He's a singer. Like, he's got a band.
Does he really?
Yeah. Tenacious D.
Hold on. I've seen some clips of him doing a little.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I have seen.
Well, that's what's funny about Bowser's a very scary looking character. Okay. You know, I mean, if you look at Bowser from like the video games, like, you know, and so, you know, that's always a thing. You know, you and I have dabbled into making kids movies, mm-hmm. you know, here and there. And that's what you always deal with is, okay, you have to have a villain who is, you know, obviously villainous, but you can't have a villain who is too scary to where the kids are just terrified of him.
Exactly. Right.
So I think that was a good choice for them casting Jack Black to do Bowser's voice because he is, he made him funny. Like he made him really, you know, just, it wasn't just like, oh, big mean, you know,
right.
You know, whatever. Like he made him funny. And yeah, he's got these little songs that he sings throughout. Like,
wait a minute. I feel like I'm far behind here. The whole Mario thing, it's not real people at all. It's all animated.
It's all completely animated.
Okay, for some reason, I thought that real people fell into this. Okay.
No.
That makes sense.
It's animated. Yeah.
I gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, I thought it was good for a kids movie. You know, my daughter enjoyed it. And you know what? Runtime on it was short, you know, so that was fantastic, you know, and it's like for kids movies, an hour and a half, you know, that's what it should be.
That's enough, yeah.
So I saw that. Before that, I did see the newest Shazam movie. I know we talked about Black Adam, but Shazam, I liked the first one, the second one. Yeah, I don't know. It's not even really worth talking about.
You know who
about.
I feel is really becoming the... they're not a sleeping giant because they've obviously been out for a while, but I've seen a lot of good trailers for Apple streaming stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of big on series, you know, and I've seen there's a couple of them. I'm like, I kind of get away from, because some shows you like watch a trailer for it and you're like, okay, that looks way too intense for me. Like, okay, I've told you before, this is not a, you know, strike this from the record if you want. But
oh,
like, okay, I was into Scandal for like 3 seasons. Oh. Okay.
But yeah, I got into it for a minute.
No, there was. It was so, it wasn't even the scandalous part. It was just like, every scene is so intense.
Yeah.
We can't let this. It was just kind of like, there was no, because you know this, even the Marvel movies themselves, you could be super intense, but then Tony says something funny.
Yes.
It breaks it up for just a second where you kind of get, you know, but some of these shows, it's like, okay, there's never a smile, there's never a snicker, there's never anything that just gives you a moment of, you know, it's like, okay, I don't know. So I don't, a lot of those shows, because I say that because I just saw something that Apple's coming out with it, like, it just looks like, whoa, way too, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
Apple does have, they have put out some good stuff, and you know, we can't keep up with all of it.
No, but, there's no way.
But my favorite show that I have seen in a long time is an Apple show, Severance. Have we talked about Severance? We're going to continue the next part of the conversation in the next episode. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode. And do take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you may listen to podcasts. You can connect with us online and learn about all that we do for churches, businesses, families, and more at mustincrease.com. I want to thank you so much for joining us for this episode, and we look forward to seeing you next time as we continue to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of others right here on the Must Increase Podcast.